The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and well, what do you know? It is the best in paranormal talk radio, Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Allworth. It's my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, you got some news for us this evening.
I sure do. Let's run down the list. So first, sad news, Lorraine Warren, the paranormal investigator and demonologist who inspired films like The Conjuring and The Amityville Horror, died at the age of 92 last week. Alongside her husband, Ed Warren, Lorraine founded the England Society for Psychic Research, which investigated numerous famous hauntings and paranormal events, including, of course, the Amityville murders. The Svalbard Seed Vault could be in danger of failing due to global warming. The Seed Vault was built on a remote northern isle and contains samples of nearly 1 million different seeds designed to safeguard the world's food and biodiversity in case of a catastrophic global event, such as nuclear war. Unfortunately, the catastrophic global event that is actually happening right now is causing the permafrost, which the bunker is set into, to melt, potentially flooding the global seed vault and putting the samples at risk. Upgrades are currently underway to safeguard the location. The Mueller report, of course, was released on Friday in partially redacted form, confirming everybody's and nobody's suspicions about Donald Trump and Russia. The report was shockingly inconclusive, neither exonerating nor condemning the president, but stating that in no uncertain terms, that evidence was too sparse to recommend any strong legal or political action. All in all, the report is unlikely to change any minds, and so is good news for Donald Trump, as impeachment may be considered more or less off the table for the foreseeable future. Finally, my favorite punching bag Christian numerologist David Mead has claimed that the rapture could occur as early as April 23rd this year, which may strike some listeners as being tomorrow. So stay tuned for a special report from Radio Wasteland if it does occur tomorrow, since Chauncey and I will undoubtedly still be here on Earth. That's it for this week, and possibly it for every week, if Mr. Mead is right this time. Back to you, Chauncey.
I have to say, he has a very poor track record.
Yeah, I'm getting worse all the time.
Does this guy predict anything other than the end of the world?
I don't know.
Maybe is he like so one-track-minded that he's just all, this is it, no, this is it, no, this is it. And how is he doing this? He's a numerologist.
Yeah, so, I mean, numerologist, broadly speaking. This particular prediction was something about 23 stars in a crown or something having to do with Virgo, the constellation. I don't remember. It's a Bible verse that he kind of picked out.
So he's mixing astrology and the Bible to get the end of the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as it results in the end of the world, like, it's bread and butter for David Mead.
This guy has got to be a lot of fun at a party.
Oh, I know. I love him.
Oh, God, here comes David Mead again. Hey, my daughter's about to graduate from high school, you know, and he's just all, too bad the world's going to end.
Yeah, he would be like, no, wah, she's not.
You know, he's like Debbie Downer.
Yeah, kind of. But he doesn't really seem particularly down about it.
No.
Because, well, you know, he believes that he's going to be raptured to paradise and all of that, so.
Yeah, well, he's probably cut off parts of his body and bought a nice new set of sneakers, and he's ready for the trip. But this guy, I'm just shocked. You know, this is a prime example of
I'm shocked that he's always, like, in the news. Like, people.
That's what I'm saying, you know. And we're newsmakers here. We're sort of relaying other people's news, but I guess that's how all news happens.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, I just find him funny, and I think that's, honestly, a lot of the articles I read about him, it's gotten to the point where it's kind of just like a running joke.
Right.
Like, they acknowledge he's also predicted, you know, the end of the world on this date, and so forth. Like, literally, how many years have we been doing Radio Wasteland?
2 years.
About. 2 years. Yeah, I've just been giving updates on David Mead
We need a page on the website for five months. We need a page on the website that's like the David Mead end of the world timeline.
Yeah.
That draws out a timeline every time he says it's going to be the end of the world. And
right, because so in some timeline, he's been right every single time.
Mind blowing. You might be right. You might be right. All right. Lorraine Warren dies at 92. That's.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings about Ed and Lorraine Warren.
I'll be honest. I barely know who they are.
I personally.
Sounds like you do, though.
Would not. They're very extreme Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They are supposedly the only people outside of the Catholic Church who've been approved by the Catholic Church to perform exorcisms.
Huh.
Now, this is, you know, I'm not sure where like I got
according,
my facts on
according
this.
To them, or?
Maybe.
According,
you know,
to, yeah.
According to lore about the two of them.
Right,
know?
Okay.
And, you know, they're just kind of extreme, and they're just all, you know, matter of fact, and they got it all figured out, and it kind of irritates me.
Well, not anymore.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not trying to come down on her as a person. I'm talking about their public persona.
Sure.
Solely. I mean, I'm sure she was a very loving mother and family member. I'm not trying to come down on her in her time of death. I am moving
well,
to
she
the
was 92.
I am moving to the part about them that I totally appreciate.
Okay.
And as a horror movie fan, they have left an awesome wake behind them of some really great.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought you'd like. Like, I was looking at these horror movies, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, these guys were big deals.
Yeah. Haunting in Connecticut, you know, and the Conjuring movies, you know, all the spinoffs, maybe not so much, but, I mean, the actual Conjuring movies, the one and two, are just absolutely awesome and terrifying. And it has Patrick Wilson in it and Vera Farmiga. It's got, like, real actors in it, you know. They're quality films.
So for that reason alone, you know.
Yeah, that's enough for me. You know,
yes. It's reasonable to mourn, yes.
Yes, absolutely. And then, of course, we got to address the Mueller report before we're out of here.
I guess. It's like the most boring possible way this could have ended. I'm very disappointed, frankly.
I don't know if it's boring. I feel like it was scientifically formulated in a lab to fuel both sides of the fire.
I think you might be right.
It's like to me, now I officially think that the Antichrist or that the bringer down of society in general might be Robert Mueller.
Okay.
You know, he might have sat there in his office going, how can I make this terrible for everybody?
Well, if the rapture is tomorrow, then he's right on schedule.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. He's just on David has made the prediction. I know it's true this time. You know. Numerology doesn't lie this time.
Okay, to be fair about David Mead, like, when the end of the world does happen,
yeah,
he's got, like, a 1 in 8 chance of getting it right. Just because of the sheer volume of predictions.
Right, well, he predicts it every 8 days. So, yeah,
exactly.
Of course, you know, I mean, that's like the saying that if you talk enough, eventually you'll say something smart. You know, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the problem with paranoid people is that every once in a while you're right. You know? There's all sorts of things that just aren't good. And this guy sucks. All right, we're coming up on the end here. The end of our news portion. So we're going to want to...
And the world.
Our guests tonight are three spooked girls, two of them. We're going to have to ask about that third one. And they are expatriates. Expatriates from Redding, California. They have moved away. But when they lived
never
here...
Never to return.
You know, they're going to talk to us about the Bidwell Mansion in Chico, you know, right out our backyard. And we're going to learn about some hauntings in our own backyard, which personally I'm kind of excited about.
I'm excited.
Yeah. All right. So you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back. We're going to talk about hauntings at the Bidwell Mansion with three spooked girls. Come on back.
I met her at the haunted mansion. She said I looked like Charles Manson, yeah. But I persisted though, and won her love, you know. But like I was floating up above,
the haunted house because I totally love you.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear down, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The Healthy Aging Fair is an event that provides ways for seniors to stay healthy and active through health screenings, education, and resources for chronic disease management. This year's vendors will include Spectrum Prosthetics, Holiday Retirement, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, Medical Home Care Professionals, and Carol's Cleaning Service. Join us at the Mount Shasta Mall on Friday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to benefit from these and other nonprofit resources in the community.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guests, three spooked girls, Tara and Jessica. If that math doesn't seem right, we're going to find out right now. Tara, Jessica, do we have you on the line with us?
You do.
All right.
You do, yes.
So I can tell the voices apart. Tara, say hello.
Hello.
Jessica, say hello.
Hi.
Okay, I might be able to do this.
Yeah, close enough.
who's this third spooked girl we're referencing here?
Well, Jessica, I'll let you go ahead and go say that.
When we first started our podcast, we had a third co-host, but due to some life happening, she is no longer part of the show. We already branded, and so now our third host is a ghost.
Oh. I see. So, but the original one's still alive.
Yeah, oh, very much so.
Yeah, that would have been really dark. Yeah.
Well, that's disappointing. All right, just kidding.
I'm sorry.
All right, so you guys are expatriates of Northern California, huh?
Yes. Are
both of you?
Mm-hmm. We both are.
And you moved away together? Did you meet how do you move away together?
Tara left before I did, and then I met my husband, and we moved to the Bay Area, but now we live in Sacramento. So.
I see. I'm actually moving to Sacramento very soon. All right, so the Bidwell Mansion, you know, I'm living here in Reading. I'm aware of the Bidwell Mansion, and I think I was telling Kara last week that every time I'm in Chico, there tends to be somebody that's just all, hey, you want to take a tour of the Bidwell Mansion? And normally I'm like, no, I do not, because it never crossed my mind that it might be haunted. And then here I am hearing from you guys that it might be. So maybe one of you can start with giving me a little bit of history of the Bidwell Mansion. Let's explain to our listeners that aren't local what the Bidwell Mansion is.
Oh, I Jessica can handle this for sure. The Bidwell Mansion is named after John and Annie Bidwell, or Ann Bidwell. John Bidwell essentially founded Chico in the 1800s. And so the Bidwell Mansion is the last remaining, like, remnant of a 26,000-acre, like, commune or compound that he had. And so now that's Chico. But so he built it in between, like, 1865 and 1868, as he was wooing his wife, and then after they got married, they moved into the 26-room Victorian era or style house, I should say. It's 12,000 square feet in total.
That's a big house. And so now this is located centrally in Chico. Is it on the campus?
It is on the campus because actually Chico State now sits where it was essentially the land got bought out by a church, and then the church essentially donated or sold the land to what is now Chico State.
I see. Okay, so I guess the prime question here is, how did these two die? Well, I mean, you know, you got to get to the heart of the matter. You know, was it something tragic or was it peaceful?
I don't think it was too tragic. I know that Anne died of kind of old age, and I think John died. I'm looking at my notes. I think he died either of, like, pneumonia or something that was a very common ailment at the time.
Right, yeah. The hangnail will kill you back then, before 1934, which is when antibiotics were invented. okay, so you guys had the chance to really kind of research this place, and did you have a chance to check it out?
I have, Tara. I have, but it was more when I was a child. I haven't lived in state for about 10 years, but I will tell you, I can remember even when I was young, that place creeped me out so bad, especially there's a giant portrait of John in there, and I don't know if you know about it or not, but when you're looking at it, it doesn't matter where you're standing. It's not like most pictures where it's just the eyes following you. Even his feet look like they're pointing right at you and following you, no matter where you move in that room.
Really? Like he's angling his body towards you?
Yes. Yeah. So, super creepy.
Yeah, really, I know next to nothing about it, you know, and like I said, I never really thought about it. And Kara and I will sit here and talk sometimes about how we need to check out something haunted in the North State here in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know it was haunted.
It hadn't really crossed my mind, but when I was creating the posters and the artwork and stuff for this episode, I was looking at the house.
We should have suspected.
I was looking at the house, and I'm just all, this thing is creepy looking, you know? So, you know, are there multiple ghost stories connected to this? You know, why do people think this is haunted?
So, okay, I know that you guys will probably agree. When you try to do any research, like at all, for Chico or anywhere up north, it's kind of hard to find any paranormal stories on anywhere there.
Oh, that's not true.
So I do a lot of digging, and basically, even the most recent stuff I found was from, like, 2011, So for the house, it's a self-guided tour. They're open really limited hours, like 11 to 5. So as far as ghost hunting, that might make it a little hard since, you know, it's usually more fun to do it at night. But if a place is truly haunted, you can kind of go whenever.
Yeah.
Now, my biggest place I found stuff that people had posted, articles or evidence and stuff like that, was mainly YouTube. A few people have done their own investigations there, which was interesting. Now, it's mainly, it looks like mainly Annie is there, and then there's also male voices. There's no confirmation really on who it is. But the biggest thing, and one of those like common things you find at haunted places, is voices. Now, what's interesting with that is it does kind of vary on the nature of the voices or the spirits. Some of them seem just like kind of not anything to be afraid of or anything. There's videos you can hear like humming. You can hear someone saying, hey, come back, like when the investigators are leaving the room, things like that. There was another one that was trying to get an attention and really wanted attention because there's a recording of an investigator. They're walking through one of the rooms upstairs, and he says, I feel like something just tapped me right now. And he's like, no, never mind. It's nothing. I'm just, you know, tripping myself out. And when they're playing it back later, when they're listening to see if they got anything, there's a response right after he says it was nothing that says, I did that.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, some attention. Letting it be known, hey, I am here. Now, on the opposite side of that spectrum, there is sometimes maybe some more, I don't want to say evil, but it could be possibly evil or just trying to scare people type of entities. That when they've, you know, they'd be like, is anybody here? Can you let yourself be known? Things like that. The things they picked up, the quotes were kill and get out. And then another voice that's different than those, than that one with those two phrases said, leave them alone. So it kind of varies on which, I guess, which ghost is around. But what's interesting is, you know, it's not like the Winchester house where they market that, you know, it's a haunted house.
Right.
They pretty much try to focus on it just being a museum, you know, with the history and stuff like that with John and Annie. But it seems like Annie has kind of stuck around in Chico, not necessarily just the house. There's other stories within, like, Chico State and stuff with multiple people saying they've encountered who they think is Annie. So,
and who is Annie?
For whatever reason, she's stayed. So Annie is John's wife.
I see.
And she was the one Jessica said had died of old age. There was, I couldn't find a ton on this, but there was like one little, you know, couple sentence article that said there's rumors that possibly John had a mistress and Annie is stuck in our realm because she's still upset and wanting vengeance on whoever this woman was out in Lake Elminor. But that's one of those things, you know, you kind of, you take it how you would like to, since it's not much info besides one tiny article on that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, even the Winchester Mystery House doesn't seem to have all that many ghost stories associated mm-hmm. with it like you would think that it would.
Yeah.
It tends to be places that are a little less tourist friendly that have all the good collection
right.
of stuff, even though they played it up, and I heard that a couple of years back they were doing overnight stays with mm-hmm. a wine bar at Winchester Mystery House, which I was trying to harass my wife into going to, but she doesn't have quite the love for this stuff that I do. All right, well, we're coming up on break here. We're listening to Three Spook Girls. We were just talking about the Bidwell Mansion, but when we come back, I want to ask you guys a little bit about your show, Three Spook Girls, and some of the stuff that you've had on there. You're listening to Tara and Jessica here on Radio Wasteland.
Yeah.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Three Spook Girls. We're talking to Tara and Jessica. I got to ask you, how did you guys get started as paranormal investigators and then the podcast, but let's start with looking into paranormal. How did you guys get started doing this? Did you guys start together?
I would say it would be separate. We both had our own personal experiences growing up as children. I know for myself, I was pretty young when I started having some kind of my own experiences about like 4 or 5.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, kind of the same. I've always been very attuned to kind of a paranormal plane. So we were friends, and then once we became friends, we realized we both loved kind of the supernatural and paranormal stuff. So we just talked about it all the time. I am a huge scaredy cat when it comes to horror movies, and Tara has made me watch hundreds through our friendship. So I think starting a paranormal podcast was just kind of the natural progression of our, you know, our obsession.
Well, I too, Tara, am a intense horror movie fan. In fact, you know, I'm looking to find my horror movie fan equals, so we're going to have to buddy up after the show here.
Love it.
So you guys moved on, you start doing the show, but have you guys done walkthrough paranormal investigations together?
We have not yet. We have something we're hoping will work out a couple in about a month or two. We'll see if plans work out. But yes, in the future we have plans for it. We have not actually done a full investigation as of yet together yet.
Well, so when that happens, we would love to have you on the show to tell us how that goes.
Totally. So, of course, yeah.
So your show, Three Spook Girls, is very much more focused on the history of these hauntings and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's kind of a mixed bag, I would say. Like, if we talk about the histories, especially if we're talking about a paranormal entity, we also talk about, we try to find the most recent kind of encounters to talk about, but we always want to bring the history into it as well, because, you know, you got to know where you came from before you know where you're going.
Yeah, do you find it hard in this day and age with social media and so many people hoaxing and stuff like that? Is it hard to filter through all that?
I would say it definitely takes time. I feel like both of us have kind of gotten a good read on if we're reading something that's kind of fabricated versus more truthful. And when we did start the show, we did start with ones that were a bit more well-known to kind of help guide us into our process with our research. But I would say, honestly, with technology and social media and everything now, I feel like those are really great extra tools, honestly.
Right. It does create a situation where, well, I mean, although it's not ghosts, you know, MUFON is a prime example of creating a database online, you know, where they are actually able to cross-reference and sort of see connections and stuff like that. You know, a big part of my interest in ghosts and stuff specifically is I'm kind of always very curious about the society of ghosts. You know, it's like, obviously, if this stuff is going on, you know, what's the interactions? What's the society of ghosts? And I don't mean like in a Beetlejuice kind of way, although if that's the case, that's fine, you know. But it seems to me like, you know, people talk about entities and they talk about all this stuff. You know, how do these things interact? If there is a world beyond our world, is it a bunch of separate worlds that don't interact, or is there a world beyond our world? You know, so what's your guys's, you know, your favorite thing, your thing that you guys pursue the most? Surely there's a topic, you know, Kara here, it's Mothman. Anytime Mothman comes up, that's
I have a Kara. Crush on him.
Yeah, Kara wants to have what's your guys' fave?
That put me on the spot. There's so many things to choose from. I like learning about the different kind of ghosts. Like, we just did an episode on the Bell Witch, and now I just, like, she's my new favorite.
What is the Bell Witch?
Entity out there.
What is the Bell
Witch? Well, she is this fantastic entity. Her name is Kate, and she basically haunted this family, and I think killed the father. And she's just really sassy, and she's, I don't know, Tara, we share a love of her.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Nothing sassier than killing a dad.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's funny. I think that's the first
time.
Well,
she doesn't like him, but loves the mother, so.
I see, I see.
That's fair.
So, you know, I definitely like it when I hear a story that I feel actually interacts with the real world, you know, because to me there's a lot of scientific possibilities behind hearing voices or seeing an apparition that doesn't interact with the real world. There's a lot of potential there, I think. There's an interesting old television play out of England that I bring up all the time here called The Stone Tape, where it's really sort of like the tragedy was carved into the rock like grooves, and so when the wind blows, you're actually hearing it, so it's more like a record and stuff like that. And so there's a lot of little science stuff like that, but when it actually interacts with the world, like, you know, killing the dad, that's definitely something that I'm gravitating towards, but that's probably because I'm coming from this horror movie love, and I turned to this stuff because, you know, I wanted to see if there was any proof to the horror movies I love so well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always ask people this, and I always want to know, what's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you guys?
I guess I'll go first. Mine was actually more recent. It was actually about a year ago. I relocated up to Alaska, and the area I live in is known for actually a lot of paranormal activity. There's actually like Facebook groups and stuff like that. So I was actually very surprised, to be honest with you. I had came home from work, and I had gotten home in the afternoon. It was just me and my dog, and we've lived here maybe about a month. And for some reason, my dogs did not like my bedroom, and they really did not like my closet, which was like, it's a walk-in closet, which, whatever. I figured, you know, new place, it's all right. So I'm coming in my room, and I'm actually looking for my headphones to listen to a podcast so I can go do what I'm going to do. And I'm getting frustrated because I can't find them, and I'm just like, where in the world are they? Where are they? And I'm just like standing there, and a man's voice says, look under there. And that's all I got because I bolted the heck out of my room down the stairs and literally went out my front door because I am like, my first thought was, there is a person in my house messing with me.
Yeah, but they were trying to be helpful.
Yes, that's what ended up happening. So yes, we had, I live on a military installation, so we had the MPs, the military police, they came and checked because there actually had been some break-ins, in that time, and they checked my whole house. Nothing was here. They asked me if I had had maybe, you know, my phone going, a TV on, anything, and I said no, and, you know, no one else was here. My neighbors were actually both gone, so it wasn't like I could hear anything through the wall. So I guess it was just, they were just trying to be helpful, I think. I never felt anything negative here. After that, I did cleanse my house and everything, and since then I've had little things here and there, but nothing that startled me like that was the first time I've actually heard a voice like right next to me. So it was a little unsettling.
Well, now you'll never get any help again when you're missing something because he cleansed them out.
Exactly.
Yeah, did you find your headphones at least?
Yeah, were they there?
Yeah, they were underneath a sweatshirt that was like, because I had just folded laundry, and it was under a sweatshirt.
All right, we're coming up on break here. You're listening to Tara and Jessica, Three Spook Girls, here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
When the disappearing begins, let those sweet we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Karen. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
All right. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Tara and Jessica from Three Spooked Girls. All right, we got one scary story from one of you. Who was that from?
That was from Tara.
All right, Jessica, do you have one? Do you have a scary story for me? This is important to me.
I do.
Okay.
I mean, I have a lot because I am just like a magnet for this, but I do have my favorite one.
Fantastic.
So,
all right, Jessica.
It happened when I was in high school. I actually went to Rebel High, and they do an exchange program every year. Well, for 3 weeks, Austrian exchange students come stay with us, and then we go over there for 3 weeks. And when I went over there after a night out of drinking and being super hungover, my class went on a trip to a concentration camp called Monhausen.
And, that's terrifying in itself, I have to say. But continue, sorry.
And so we went there, and we did the tour and everything, and it's really freaky because, like, at one point they basically shut a door, and they're like, so now what would happen is they drop, like, a canister of poison, and then everyone dies, and you're like, oh, this is great. I'm in this room, and the door is shut. So, like, you know, insert mini panic attack.
Right.
And then
we go out and we were actually like looking over the cemeteries that they had created for all the victims. And when we were looking at those, this guy and I were standing next to each other, and I kind of out of the corner of my eye see this like what looks to be a little boy, and I turn and look at him, and he's wearing the like striped pajamas looking clothing. Mm,
right.
And I like pass the guy and I'm like, do you see him? And he's like, yeah. So we start walking towards him, and he like turns from facing us and starts walking down this like kind of like an alleyway between two buildings. And so we run up to catch him, and when we turn to look down the alleyway, we see this little boy, and he turns and looks at us, and his eyes are just like black, and they're huge. And he gives us this like evil little grin, and then just walks what I think is through an open door. But just kidding, it's not an open door. It is a brick wall. And we told our teachers, we told the tour guide. The tour guide was like, oh, yeah, people see kids all the time, you know. And that, to me, has always stuck with me as being one of the scariest encounters, because, like, just the true evil of that place anyway magnifies it. And, oh, yeah, it was creepy for me.
I love that. That is an amazing story.
Yeah, and it has to come from a place with, you know, I mean, if hauntings really are associated with places with trauma, that is obviously
you would
one of
think.
Them, you know,
yeah.
And obviously you're already there thinking about the outcomes and thinking about, you know, the terror that these people must have gone through. It's like,
Well, that's like extra, because it's two people who saw exactly the same thing.
Right,
like,
exactly, yeah.
That's incredible.
All right, so, Tara, Jessica, I'm going to hit you guys with these one at a time, so I'm going to hit Tara first and say, Tara, have you drawn any conclusions from what you think of the afterlife? You know, what do you think ghosts are? Have you drawn any conclusions? Some people are spiritual in the sense of it ties to religious beliefs. Some it's totally separate, just a paranormal thing. You know, what have you pulled from this? What do you think is real about it?
Oh, okay. So I personally, I'm not a religious person. As far as the paranormal and our experiences here, I definitely like and agree with that there is some other kind of realm. Obviously, we don't know about it. And maybe they get stuck here in our realm due to, like, unfinished business, things they want to, messages they want to pass on to other people. And then also, I'm a firm believer, especially with, you know, when these paranormal stuff tie into true crime with areas with huge trauma and violence and stuff like that. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but something from that also keeps them here. So that's just kind of my little woo aspect with the paranormal.
Right. And Jessica, what about you? Any different take on it coming from you?
I mean, not really. I mean, I grew up in like a Christian Judeo family, so I, you know, I believe in heaven and hell, but I also believe in like kind of the purgatory realm, where if you have unfinished business, you stay and until that business is finished. And of course, if nobody can hear you, most likely don't ever get that accomplished. So it's just, you know, endless.
Right.
And then along the same lines with Tara is that when something like truly horrific happens, like with murder or, you know, mass genocide, that there's enough bad energy there, evil energy there, that just even if people are ready to go, they're just trapped.
So you think it's them that stays, not necessarily an echo of them, but it is them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the part I've always tried to figure out. You know, is it the echo of them or is it actually them?
I think it's them, because I want to believe that entities can find peace eventually, like the ones that are trapped. And I feel like if there's just an echo of them, probably would never get peace. And with today and how everyone is like, paranormal is awesome and everyone is so into it now, or I should say a lot of people are into it, that people are going out and doing, like, hunts and might be able to give these interviews peace.
Right. Yeah. I agree. All right. So we're coming up on the end of the show here. So would one of you like to inform our audience where they can find out more about you guys?
Sure.
I'll let Sarah do that.
Yep, it's usually me anyway. We are on every podcast app. The easiest ones to find us on are Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. You can find us there and our social medias if you'd like to connect with us at all. You can find us with our handle, 3 Spooked Girls. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and that is our like page. And we also have a fun Facebook group. If you search 3 Spooked Girls official, you'll find us there.
All right. Sounds good. You've been listening to Tara and Jessica of 3 Spooked Girls right here on Radio Wasteland. You can check them out online, social media, and their website is 3spookgirls.com. Be sure to check that out. You've been listening to Chauncey and Kara. This is Radio Wasteland. Have a good evening.
Do you like American music? I like American music. Don't you like American music? Baby.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.